Slowing down in 2018 to speed up your creations. Happy New Year, beloved ones. I have been eager to welcome you to 2018. My plan was to be ready come January 1st with my vision for 2018 complete and a beautiful inspirational blog post for all of you. Ha! My wise soul had other plans. I got sick right after Christmas and I was still sick on New Year's Day. I admit parts of me worried that this was a bad omen, that somehow this meant my year was going to, well, be horrible. But then underneath all of my worries, my steady, patient soul reminded me that this was not an omen nor a punishment, that this illness had forced me to be in stillness in a way nothing else would have done. I had to slow down and retreat. I couldn't even distract myself with a good book because I felt too sick to read. So all I could do was be with my soul. As I sat in stillness, I remembered that 2018 is a year 2 in numerology. You get that by adding the digits in 2018. So 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8 equals 11. Then you reduce 11 by adding the two digits, 1 plus 1, and you get 2. If you have been following me for a while, you might recall that 2017 was a year 1. A year 1 was all about setting a strong foundation and about new beginnings. And because new beginnings inevitably mean endings as well, many of you had some pretty intense initiations in 2017 that often included relationship and or career endings. As a foundational year, 2017 also brought you opportunities to look at old wounds and beliefs that no longer serve you. This happened so you could be ready for your new evolved beliefs that will bring you the new evolved work that you are being called to do. Again, even though this process led to tremendous growth and healing, it also often felt quite challenging as you revisited old wounds. However your 2017 was, I congratulate you for all the growth and wisdom you gained last year, and I am excited for this new cycle that has begun. So let's talk about this new year. 2018 is a year 2, and can be summarized by one of my favorite, though still challenging for me, practices, slowing down to speed up. Yes, this is a year where you will be seeing the fruits of your labors of love. The energy of this year can help you birth all of those creations that you have been working on for quite some time. But this does not mean you must stay constantly busy working really hard. In fact, it means quite the opposite. This year you will be the most creative when you slow down and embrace a steady pace. Your self-care, your mindfulness practices are essential. Remember, you are the most creative when you are aligned with your soul, and this requires ongoing and consistent quiet reflective time. Which is why, even though frustrating, it makes sense that I got sick and was forced to begin this year at a very slow pace. I really believe this is the most exciting and challenging aspect of 2018. It's exciting that in this year you can birth so much of what you came here to do. And at the same time, so challenging that this will happen if you allow yourself to slow down. Your intellect would say this makes no sense, that in fact it's illogical to expect that you can create more by slowing down. But as I've said many times before, your soul is not logical, but it is wise. Part of what I am creating in 2018 is more ways to support you in doing just that, slowing down to connect with your soul so you can birth your creations. I'll be sharing more details about this in the weeks to come. For now, my invitation is to give yourself permission to take January as a time to receive from your soul the seeds of what you are meant to create. You don't need to have the whole year figured out. Let yourself slow down and receive the wisdom from your soul so you have the stamina to stay present throughout the whole year and be as creative as your soul wants you to be. As a year 2, 2018 is also about cooperation and new partnerships, especially around your career. If you commit to your soul, meaning that you make time for consistent and ongoing connection with it, you will be led to connect with people and organizations that can help you do the work you long to do. This is a blessing. But if you allow yourself to get distracted and put everyone else's needs first, You might find yourself enmeshed in relationships and partnerships that are not very supportive of your life's work. These type of connections tend to bring a lot of drama and can really sidetrack your journey. Of course, these experiences will also lead to growth, but if you're ready to grow through joy rather than suffering, it would be helpful to be extra mindful of your boundaries this year. This means following your heart's guidance on who to spend your time with and not doing things out of obligation and guilt. Another key feature of a year two is that it's a year where you are called to use all of your wisdom and tools, meaning that now is the time to use everything you have learned about staying centered, about taking care of yourself, about sharing your compassion, light, and wisdom with others. In a year two, the universe is saying, you have strong soul medicine and you are ready to share it. Yes, dear ones, you've been in training for a long time, and this year it's time to step into a leadership role, whatever that looks like for you. So, my dear soul sisters and brothers, 2018 is quite a year. I'm so excited to be here to help you through it, and I am eager to see all of the wonderful creations imbued with your soul's medicine that you will birth this year. Remember, our lovely planet needs what only you can offer. Much love, Lisa.